give you a heads up. DeMarco did not practice. I'm not going to rule him out. I'll do that with him. And then Bryce McCain was limited. Again, we went through basically a pretty good walkthrough pace, but he was limited. And then our two concussion protocol guys, Janu Smith and Kalen, did everything. And they have to go through the full practice tomorrow to and then get, I think, the test afterwards. But we anticipate them a full practice tomorrow from those guys. So hamstring.
Mike, without divulging secrets, what's the general message to the team as you head into the playoffs?
Stay loose, stay focused. Don't try to do anything more than you have to. Obviously, spend more time than you have. I mean, I know they have spent a lot, but there's, you know, they had a lot of things this last couple of weeks to be distracted with the holidays and family and all that. That's all over with. Now it's got to be just totally locked into this football game.
How much playoff experience help you? I think 18-degree have been in the playoffs before. Does it help?
I think it helps. I'm not sure it's, you know, it helps. Yeah. I mean, it just, the intensity and everything goes up when you get to this point.
For you, Mike, I mean, you know, you've been around playoffs before as an assistant, but when to be your first time as head coach, Marcus just said that you can't tell that you've changed anything, but, you know, do you take a moment to appreciate it this week, or is it just all
I work? Am shaking in my boots right now from this. No, I'm not. They read a lot off of what I do, and this is a great experience for everybody. It's a great experience. Again, it's another game we got to win, and all these games have been that way. So I don't see it in any other way. Obviously, you lose, you go home, you win, you continue. But I'm going to be as locked in as I've been each one of these games. You definitely use. You always use prior games that you play these guys. A lot of it's sometimes to confirm things you've already studied. Are they doing the same things? Obviously, the personnel, they're very similar to what they were last year. But yeah, there's definitely some value of watching the previous games. I'm sorry. Well, I think he'd like to have some of those carries back where we lost some yardage by going sideline to sideline. I mean, that's what you want backs to do. You want them to be running that way. For his size, I think he can hit some of those holes a little firmer and move the pile. I mean, that's something. Again, that's a young back. I think he'll, you know, the experience will help him do that. But I know he'd like to have some of those obviously negative plays that we had. I mean, you talk about it, and then, you know, the next thing you know, he bounces outside, stiff arms the guy, and goes, you know, all the way down the field. So, I mean, you got to he's been running a long time. You got to just be very careful. I mean, there's things he's learning as he goes. But that was a good – with all the carries, the 25 carries, I think that was a great experience for him.
How did he fare in the passing game?
I thought he did well. I thought he did well. I mean, he's – again, I've said this. He's done he's grown a bunch from his rookie year. And again, that's a complicated position, especially today's NFL and in third down situations. They come from all directions, and he has improved immensely.
How do you balance the a lot of guys have mentioned clean slate. You might have used that word on Sunday. The idea that you've got a clean slate in terms of your fate, but that the stuff that hasn't gone well isn't gone.
Yeah, again, those are things totally out of control now. You move on. You move on to the next play. You move on to the next game. You move on to the next session, and that's the playoffs. I mean, you got to do that in this business. You can't keep continually talking about what happened yesterday or last week or the last three. It's negative energy. It doesn't do anybody any good.
You kind of look to fix and go forward at the same time?
We know what we have to. There's some things. That's every game I've ever coached in, played in, there's always things you've got to improve on. I mean, that's been the history of this game. That's the fun part about this game. You get a chance to do that every week.
The guys like Hill and Hunt, are they maybe one of the fastest teams you'll play all year in terms of just sheer speed?
Yeah. Talk about explosive players that have a chance to go the distance every time they touch the ball. Yeah, that's a. I mean, we saw it firsthand last year when they did that, when Hill did that.
What's your conversation like with Marcus in terms of using your legs when it is necessary? I know there's a lot of talk about protecting him.
Yeah, well, we're at that point right now. We got to. Every man needs to do whatever he can, whatever it takes to make this thing go. So it was good to see him do what he did the other night. Obviously, it helped us win the football game. I think it helped him gain a little confidence, too, that he can do more.
What makes Kelsey, besides the obvious, his size, just makes him so tough?
Very smart route runner, very patient, just understands where people are going to be and just very, very smart in how he attacks you.
You guys have stopped the big play well, you know, for the most part this year. Does that come in handy against a team like?
Yeah, that'll play into this game. They you know, they feed on that. Not just offensively. I mean, they're trying to hit the home run special teams too. They're looking for big plays. It's helped them get to this point again, and I don't see that being any different this week.
Dictating what Marcus is running, does more risk present more reward as you get into the playoffs?
I don't know if it's risk. It's a way to attack. I don't see it as a risk. I think we've done a really good job of the way we've schemed some things with him. And again, I've seen him get hurt more standing in the pocket. So you can't go in the game going, we can't throw it, worrying about him getting hit.
What are some of the characteristics of their defense?
It's the same one for 5 years with Bob Sutton. That's not real complicated. It's got really good players within the system. Really good players. And they have a lot of confidence in their play. This is a team, we always talk about complementing each other. Their offense doesn't turn the ball over very much. They haven't in recent years, and the defense does get turnovers, and they have, and they continue to do that, and that's complimentary football.
How much does it help having faced Gurley a couple weeks ago, getting ready for Kareem Hunt?
It'll help. I mean, it certainly helps. We got to do a better job, obviously, of stopping them than we did Gurley.
Michael, you talked at all about the success there the last time and pulling out a big win.
I think we know that we can win. Win there. I mean, we did. That's a great place to play football. It feels like playoff atmosphere every time we play there. The crowd, it's always a sellout. It's loud. It's one of the loudest stadiums. It'll be louder. But we know we dealt with the crowd. We had to deal with it earlier. We dealt with the cold. We dealt with a lot of things and came out on top. And we have a lot of guys on this team that were there and know we can do that.
You guys had a good bit of success with the read option last December when you played this team. That's something that you can dictate this season?
We'll see if that's part of the game plan.
You guys embrace an underdog role in this matchup at all?
What
things that you use to help motivate, is that part of it?
No. I mean, I think our guys know we're not really heavily favored by the gurus, the experts. And I think that just personally it's a good incentive to show that we're very capable of going in there winning.
Does it need to be said by you?
I may say it a time or two.
In terms of the red zone and scoring touchdowns instead of settling for
Yeah, we've been obviously hot and cold. We stayed hot all last year. We've been up and down this year. We've been fortunate to still be able to get points and enough to win, but we can't do that throughout these I think we have a chance to win if we don't improve.
Do you feel like you're any closer to getting to where you want to be with that?
Yeah. I mean, we're not changing whole, you know, week to week. We're doing a lot of the same things. It's execution or defensively. They've beaten us. They've had a better call than we have. We're not going to change something we were really good at. We just got to get back to and improve on it.
Is there something you guys can do up front to get more push in the running game?
It eliminates the number of bodies that are up there. There's a lot. There's a bunch of guys up there, a bunch of big guys. I wish, you know, I anticipate that again this week, and we just got to, again, stick with it.
You got to throw over the top to back it off? Or did you say
eliminate? Oh, we always do. No, we always do. I mean, you've seen us.
What does it say for a guy like Kevin Byard to just have the comp
No, he backs it up. That's the best part about it. He's not a big talker, trash talker. He's not cocky at all. He's a good football player. Has a lot of confidence. We all have a lot of confidence in Kevin. He deserves it. I mean, he shows if you do what you're asked to do and you're in the right place, good things happen, and continues to happen for him.
Is he the type of playmaker that could win a playoff game for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mike, the team looked really loose today, just the portions we were allowed to shoot, especially during the stretch. Are they any looser and more upbeat because of the moment and what they've achieved?
I'd say so. I mean, this is these guys like each other. They enjoy being around each other. I've said that. It's a special locker room. They understand what they've earned, and they know we got a lot of work to do. But they're not going to be uptight and tense, and I've told them that over and over. Don't do that. That doesn't do you any good. And so one thing is we set the standards high, but we're going to have fun doing it.